Our scripture reading for this morning is the words of Psalm 1. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. These are your words, Heavenly Father. They are your truth. We pray that you would increase our faith through them. Amen. You start out in this warm bag full of liquid, and all of a sudden there's this big push behind you, and you find yourself in a very bright light, and you're grabbed by this large creature who smacks you really hard, and you start to cry and scream, and they take a piece of cloth and they wrap you up real tight so your arms are right next to your chest, and they place you on top of this large creature who starts kind of cuddling you and kissing you and talking very softly and gently to you. What is going on? What is this all about? Where am I? Who am I? What's going on here? I didn't ask for this. I wasn't consulted in all of this. You start to grow a little bit and you start to move your arms a little bit. You move your legs and your knees and learn how to get around a little bit, and it seems like the larger creatures that are around you are helping you and taking care of you, but man, things can be bad sometimes, and things can hurt, things don't always taste good, there's pain, there's times when you scream and you cry, and you realize you can start to communicate with your mouth, and things that are happening in your brain can come out of your mouth, and you can talk to these larger creatures that are around you, and try to express yourself to them. And you start asking them questions. Questions about who you are and what you're supposed to be doing. They seem to know some stuff anyway. And you start to learn that this thing that you're going through and this thing that you're experiencing is called life. L-I-F-E, life. And you think, who came up with that stupid name? Why didn't they call it Legos? Those are at least fun. I didn't ask for this. I didn't ask to be put into this. How did I get here? What is this all about? What am I supposed to do? Where am I supposed to go? What's going to happen to me? And so you ask more and more questions, and some of these larger creatures that are around you start to give you some answers. You figure some things out. They take you and send you to a room full of other little creatures like you, and you sit in front of another large creature, and that one tries to tell you things and teach you things. Some of the other little creatures around you that are your size, you try to ask them questions, and they don't seem to know a whole lot more than you do. Some of them think they do, but they really don't. And you start to get information from these larger creatures that are around you. And then you start to realize that some of the creatures that are like you, as they get older, things start to change on their bodies and things start to happen to them. Their faces start to look different and their bodies start to break down and they start to get old. And they start to get to the point where they can hardly move. And then you find out, that's going to happen to you. What? I didn't want that. That's not what I want. I don't want that to happen to me. Well, you can't stop it. What? Are you serious? I can't stop that from happening to me? No. And then you find out that in your town, there's a place, there's a special place of ground where they take these creatures' bodies, just like yours, when they stop experiencing life, and they put them in a box. And they drop them down under the earth, under the soil. And apparently inside of that box, those bodies, just like yours, and just like yours is going to be someday, starts to rot like those fish you see on the beach. And you think, what? I don't want that. That's not what I want for my life. That's not what I want for my future. Who signed me up for this? I had nothing to do with this, and I'm in the middle of this, and now this is going to have to happen to me? I want my life to be happy. I want to be joyful. I want my life to be good. I want to have fun. I want to experience good things. I want my life to be blessed. I want it to be blessed. Some of the questions that we end up asking in this thing called life are really shallow and not as important. Like, if I put this in my mouth, does it taste good? If I put this in my mouth, does it not taste good? There are other levels of questions that we ask in our lives that are important and seem to matter a little bit more. What should I be learning? Where should I go to study? What should I study? What should I try to do with my life? Who should I maybe date someday? Am I ever going to get married? If I do, who should that be? But then there are those enormous, huge questions in life. Who am I? Where did I come from? How did I get here? What's this all about? What am I supposed to do with this life? How do I make sure that I don't just end up like that fish rotting on the beach? Is there something after that? Is it possible for me to feel happy and to really experience true blessedness? In this room, in this sanctuary, you sit among creatures just like you, who on their own really don't have any more answers than you do. And the guys that are going to stand up here and talk to you, on their own, they really don't have any more answers than you do. But in this room is this amazing book. This amazing book. The very one who put you inside of that warm liquid bag inside of your mother and decided what color your eyes would be and how many hairs are on your head right now and how tall you would get to be. The very one who made all of that for you has decided to communicate to you. Has decided to reach you and communicate to you. And in this sacred book, he addresses you and he addresses those major questions of life. Life as you experience it now, he says in that book, is not the way he wanted it. It's because of creatures falling away from him and because of that problem of evil that's inside of all of us. That all of this pain and sickness and the rotting fish thing and everything else, that's why that's all in our future. But this was not the way he planned it. This is not what he wanted. And so he has taken enormous steps to rescue you from this. In fact, he chose, your very creator chose to enter your world and become one of you, to go through that same process of the warm liquid bag and be born into this world and to live a life and to ultimately receive in his own body the punishment for the evil that would keep you away from God forever. He chose to take that on himself by going to the cross and to let his body be put in the ground and heading toward that process of decay like the fish. But before that could happen, rose victorious and defeated your biggest problem and your biggest enemy. And in this book of answers that you hear in this room, he addresses you about your life and how to get yourself out of those same predicaments and problems that are coming up. So if you want answers to those really, really important questions of your life, if you'd like to have the absolute best direction and knowledge and truth about how to get through this thing you call life, if you want to make sure that when your time comes to be put in that box and when your time comes to be placed in the position of that dead fish, that you can get out of that and that won't be the end of you, if you want to learn how you can have life beyond that hole in the ground that's waiting for you, if you want to know real truth, then listen to the one who came up with this thing called life. Listen to how he addresses you. Sit at his feet and listen to his word if you want to be happy. Blessed, happy, blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight, his or her delight, is in the law of the Lord, the word of God. Have a blessed academic year on this campus. Have a blessed life. But most importantly, have a blessed eternal life. Amen. Please rise. Blessed Lord, since you have caused all Holy Scripture to be written for our learning, grant that we may so hear them, read them, mark them, learn them, and take them to heart, that by the patience and comfort of your holy word, we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen.